Good evening, wrestling fans, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Features presents Flesh Wound Radio, sponsored by Underground Empire Wrestling. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Ozzy B and the B-plus player himself, Todd Loya. Gentlemen, how goes the day?
All goes well. How about yourself?
It goes. Ozzy, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Sweet, sweet.
Why great?
Todd, at least.
Why great?
Yeah, why great?
Because we're another week closer to Bound by Blood. UEW's return to the East LA area. Why are you even asking, Todd?
Yeah, goddamn it, Todd.
Because I like to. Now I feel bad for asking. Okay.
Yeah, you should feel bad.
I'm gonna add some racist overtones to that B plus player comment. I'm gonna go full Vince next time. God damn it, be peppy. if you didn't watch TV this week, that might sound random, but nonetheless. So yes, Bob is MIA again.
Yeah, I think that's just how it is now.
God,
he's on
it.
Assignment.
Yes,
he is. He is
trying to. What's he trying to figure out, Ozzy?
He's on a mystery assignment. He hasn't specified because it's on a need to know basis, and apparently I don't need to know.
No.
UEW coming to Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
is that
Jesus.
What's going on? Did I break? It's happening, isn't it? Did I break the news?
I don't know how to respond to it. That's all, Ozzy. Ozzy, you're in the know. Is that what's happening?
First death match in the kingdom, man. Progress. Progress.
Well,
be awesome.
That depends how many women.
Death matches aren't really something where they have weekly beheadings. You know,
I think
like a death match wouldn't be like much, you know.
they would not be happy if there was no death.
There you go. I was gonna say that's you got the Republican Guard storming the ring. Remember the Undertaker angle? It's like when it finally went too far with Muhammad Hassan when they sent the terrorists in to beat him down. That's what will happen.
Well,
awesome.
I thought it was a matter of inconvenient timing because SmackDown was taped on Tuesday that week, and the video of the American being beheaded was released Wednesday, and SmackDown
came
Thursday with that whole thing, and then the pressure was that they had to get rid of the character, so that's why that was a Thursday before a pay per view. I think it was. Whatever July pay-per-view was that year. And it all of a sudden turned into a loser leaves WWE match. And guess what happened.
Say what you will about his skill set. That dude had some nuclear heat at that time. You cannot deny that shit. Holy crap.
Yeah, but that was racist heat. It's not the same.
Yeah, it was heat, though, nonetheless. I mean,
heat is heat.
I still remember that.
People would argue that because you're literally going for the lowest common denominator if trying to get racist heat.
I would if he came out with the stereotype, sure, but his promos were golden that he said, "You boo me because of my heritage? I'm from Detroit. I'm an American." That would, and people would do that. That was so awesome to watch.
I don't disagree.
Fuck you idiots. You people are morons. What the hell?
I'm not arguing with
Hassan
you.
Was also a Guido. He was not.
Yes.
Exactly.
I wanted to see him show up in TNA with Robbie E at some point, fist bumping with him.
That would have been awesome.
Full circle. But anyways, believe it or not, racism in a storyline actually is a topic today, but we'll get to that in a bit. So we might as well kick it right off with the Fastlane pay-per-view. I don't think there was any expectations for something great. I've been saying for a while that at least this one, I would even say Elimination Chamber reshuffled too, but at least this one did not exist, need to exist going into WrestleMania. I think the whole fucking card, everything they accomplished with it, could have easily have been done on Raw and SmackDown. Some solid wrestling. I mean, some decent wrestling, sure. But it didn't need to happen. I mean, am I wrong or am I being too hard on this one?
No, I said that before it happened.
Oh.
Yeah, you're correct. It just made me not want to watch anything between now and WrestleMania, because after that paper, I'm like, what else are they going to do? Done a Saturday night main event all this day.
And this is literally in the middle of their hottest, arguably their hottest angle in years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they shit the bed on that one, though? I knew that there was going to probably be interference, but just the punch and then walking out, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, that didn't belong on a fucking pay-per-view. I mean, if you're going to have a pay-per-view, let them have a proper match. I don't know. Or am I wrong on that one?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Ronda, and what's with one punch? Why didn't she just lay them both out? We're seeing, like, angry Terminator Ronda Rousey lately. Why
don't
we punch her one time?
I do like the heel Ronda, though, I will admit. I'm sure, Ozzy, why do you still hate it?
Well, I don't hate it. It's more natural for her.
Yeah,
but
that's what I think.
In fact, I had no, to be honest, I didn't see the video until, like, the travel blog video until, like, 2 days ago. And because somebody I knew sent it to me, and she says, what do you think about this? And I saw it, and I started laughing, and she says, she's shitting on WWE. I was like, no, this is a work. Do you honestly think that a business would allow this kind of work environment for any of their contracted superstars or talent, rather? This would, they would open the door for all sorts of lawsuits. With what she says, oh, I'm going to do whatever, you know, and they can't control me. That's like, and even Triple H mentioned it earlier that night, that heel 101 against Batista. So, like, that's heel 101 against Ronda. Like, oh, I'm going to do whatever I want and they can't control me or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've shown in the past that if you're a problem, they will cut you, no matter how much money you make. So I mean, like, it was cool because it got her attention, and she bought it. She thought it was real, but I like it much better than the in terms of faith. I'll tell you that. That stupid smiling bullshit. But then at the same time, Charlotte had tweeted something. No, it was either Charlotte or Becky, but where Roddy Piper was quoted as something. As saying, if anybody called wrestling fake around me, they wouldn't have the time to get the word out of their mouth. That's just something you would do when they would question your livelihood. And it's like, yeah, you sport Roddy Piper's gear, but you're all of a sudden you act this way. Like, that's why I didn't buy the whole Roddy Piper thing, that she was, you know, a fan of Roddy Piper her whole life. I didn't buy that at all. And then this just proved my point, or that rather confirmed my theory. Or I don't want to give any ownership to that theory, because I'm sure tons of people felt the same way.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, I hated it when Russo did it with Hogan and Jarrett. I'm not a big fan of the F-bomb used in a storyline. You don't lose that illusion for me. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, I get it.
All
just not on TV.
All that does is say, okay, this is real. Everything else you're watching is fake, and it exposes the business. I hate that.
I do, too. I get, you know, kayfabe is dead, but it shouldn't be, you know, when you're – I guess, again, I know it's not actually TV, but still – it's essentially TV if you're putting it out there on social media, YouTube and whatnot. I didn't get it at all. I really didn't think that did anything personally.
Are you talking about the Rhonda thing?
Rhonda. Yeah,
I don't,
no.
I have no issue with the Rhonda. No, I have no issue with that because that was not on a WWE thing. I'm talking about Triple H saying it his promo with Batista. But he did in the promo with Batista.
Yes. Okay. Yes, he did.
I know what Ronda did. I have no problem with what I thought we were talking about that because you said Triple H. With the Ronda thing, I have no issue with that. I mean, it's not on WWE TV. It's separate.
I still don't know. I don't like it. I'll be honest. I don't.
There's no controlling that in this era, so I don't care.
If it's just somebody. You know, but if you're doing it to further an actual storyline, which of course that was, I don't know. I wasn't big on that. I was going to segue into Triple H and Batista, but yes, I mean, same feelings. Number one, a lot of that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, anyways. But okay, if we're getting Triple H and Batista, yeah. Pretty decent promo, though, from Triple H. I mean, he always delivers.
Other than exposing the business, I had no issues.
Yeah, yeah. I know. But, so I know we're not going to talk a lot about Fastlane, but did they not? What the hell were they thinking adding Mustafa Ali to the main event? They shot that poor guy in the foot. I mean... I don't understand that. I mean, I happen to be a big fan of his. I know Todd doesn't watch.
I know, fucking, he loves his 205 Live.
I do. You're all like, character work, promos. Mustafa Ali is excellent. So fuck you, Todd. But I don't quite get the purpose of adding him to that match at all.
Me neither.
It really didn't matter who you sent out, but somebody that people are just getting used to on the big two shows. I mean, it's just it made no sense. There's really not a whole lot here. I mean, the Shield thing was what it was. Oh my God, Asuka better pull a rabbit out of their ass for Mania because. Good Lord, that was a fucking shit show with Mandy Rose. That was just painful to watch. I mean, I'm thinking one of the Battle Royals is going to be on the main show because I cannot see who they're going to have Asuka work at Mania that's going to make the main card. But... I should say something nice. The Revival triple threat in the U.S. title match made it worth watching. Random multi-man matches, but nonetheless, that's about the only good thing I can say about Fastlane. What did you think about the Shane McMahon turn? I guess that would be the only other thing to talk about.
Ozzy?
Should it have gone the other way?
No. Well, no, because it was in Cleveland. So, like, that, like, you going back in history, anytime they're in somebody's hometown, they always shit on him to give the heel more the heat. And then when the cameras go off the air, that's when they give the hometown guy the love. So I wasn't surprised. And I always, like, I always like a louder boo than loud cheers, if that makes sense. Because, like, it's more fun when everybody in the arena is hating on you. And I think if Miz did that, like, there wouldn't have been the same reaction, but the fact that it was happening in Cleveland and it was the boss, like, yeah, but I don't know. I kind of got tired of Shane just because a lot of stuff he, like, they say, like, oh, this is new, this is whatever, we're going to do new stuff now, but it's the same old shit. Like, you still have a McMahon in charge. You still have the McMahons making matches, the same fucking matches that they've been making since the dawn of fucking time. Nothing's changed. So I'm tired of seeing McMahons in the spotlight again. Like, all of them need to just take a step back.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I don't dislike Shane, but I don't feel there's any reason to have him on this card because right now it seems like a lot of people are going to be left off. So I don't feel why they need him to sell a WrestleMania. I mean, there's other areas you can use him. I will say, since it's booked, my finish for their match at Mania is having the father turn on Miz. I want, like, a low blow. Just, he can be like the father Shane never had on SmackDown. If you're going to run with it, you might as well make it funny. But, yeah, not a great pay-per-view, but we never really expected it to be. Hopefully, but they did shuffle some stuff, though, because I know we, after the Saudi Arabia thing, we get Money in the Bank rather than Backlash this year, so they're trying to... Hopefully they'll consider shuffling Fastlane. Doesn't need to exist. They don't have to have it before Mania next year. So, we'll see. That's about all I have to say about this card. I mean, you know, we can talk a little bit about Raw and SmackDown. But, all right, so one of our topics, though, on that subject, what do you guys think of them essentially redoing the Booker T Triple H angle now with Kofi Kingston? Not so much Kofi and Brian, but Kofi and Vince at this point. Because they finally, albeit subtly, played the race card on that one. Todd, you kind of already said you're a fan of this, because I actually think...
Wait, when did I say that?
Race, you said it earlier. No, you didn't.
No.
You said you were against it. Never mind. I don't listen to you, Todd.
I know you don't. You don't listen, you don't read.
What do you think about this case? I don't call.
It was done better than the last one. I still don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Well, doesn't Kofi pretty much have to win at this point? Because another thing we talk about tonight is, like, horrible WrestleMania moments. And that's when you did when they did, like, KKK Triple H against Booker, and then he won. Is this going to be kind of the makeup now? Because I don't see any way Kofi's not going to get that belt.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just, this came out of nowhere. I'm totally like, kind of like, I'm just watching to see what they do.
Yeah, it'll be a good match, but I don't see Kofi holding that belt for more than a few months, if that. But yeah, I don't know. I was a little surprised to see them go there now, but like I said, it was a little more subtle, but, yeah, I'm not. If it were earlier in the year, I really would have liked to see it be Kevin Owens and Daniel Bryan. I actually think the kind of slob versus vegan thing would have made for a good program. But you know, it happened. He got hot, and it should hopefully be a good match. Ozzy, what do you think of Kofi Daniel Bryan? We haven't really gotten your take on it. Are you a fan of them reversing course?
I am a fan, and I was a fan after Elimination Chamber. And after watching that, I was like, there's a very strong chance it's going to be Kofi and Bryan at WrestleMania. And that's what it was leaning towards the week of Elimination Chamber. And then they added another pay-per-view just to build more shit up. And that's I'm just, I get it. Like, I know, like, I get it. Let's just fucking do it already. Cause I think that's why they went for, as you said, they went for the race card is because they're not, they don't have a way to make the feud last that long. So they figured they could do stuff like this on the way. Seems like filler.
I mean, yeah, and Vince is kind of the surrogate because we really haven't gotten a whole lot between Kofi and Daniel Bryan yet, promo-wise. But, yeah, I mean, again, I do applaud them. When you have your moment, you have to take advantage of it because lately they just haven't been doing that. And yeah, you know, you got to capitalize while momentum's hot. So Raw, not a bad episode. I think you're right. You know, you could miss it and be fine, and that's never a good thing. But one interesting news bit was Kurt Angle announcing his WrestleMania retirement. Yet not challenging somebody or setting up a match. I have a theory that it's going to be John Cena, and my reasoning for that is Samoa
First
Joe.
Match.
Huh?
Oh, no, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say Samoa Joe randomly getting pinned by Mysterio tells me that maybe Samoa Joe's match with Cena is off, and I think that's because they went Cena Angle. I was actually looking forward to this show not featuring a bunch of part-timers, but it seems last minute now, which we'll talk about. Taker might be in. Now Kurt's getting a big singles match. What do you think, and who should retire Kurt at Mania?
I
think
John
it's Cena.
John Cena makes sense because that's where Cena started. So it's kind of like bookends them kind of perfectly. Well, because we know it's not going to be Taz.
You pop.
Yeah, I think it has to be Cena. Here's my thing. I don't have a problem with the old-timers coming back because the old-timers are fighting the old-timers. Because we have Cena and Angle. We have Batista and Triple H. I don't know what Undertaker's going to do, but we'll see. Honestly, I think with Undertaker, it's at the point he shouldn't have a match. He had a shitty match last year. Should he be there? Yes.
Yeah.
Should he come out and lay someone out? Yes. But he shouldn't have a full-on match.
That is not confirmed. But there's strong speculation with Finn Balor randomly dropping the Intercontinental title. Now they're saying it looks like it's going to be Demon versus Taker. So I don't know. I have a feeling that.
So the youngster Taker gets to beat the Demon, so Taker can get over. First one to beat the Demon. That young upstart, The Undertaker.
You think that they would actually do that? Because I think Balor would have to win that one.
I think he should. Do I think they would? Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Though. I mean, I will say, if anybody can pull a halfway decent match out of Taker at this point, it probably is Balor. But. Yeah, I don't know. There's going to be a lot of people left off this card now. I'm looking, I mean, where does Kevin Owens figure in? Where does Andrade, maybe I'm alone, but I'm a huge fucking Andrade fan, and it seems like he's going to get the shaft. So I don't know. I don't know. If you talk about Taker, though, Kurt's not been very good lately either.
I agree.
He's
not looking. It's tough.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I get it, and that's probably good he's retiring. But I think he deserves that one last match, too. So, I don't know. I'm kind of like...
Does it have to be at Mania, though? You know what I mean? Like, why not use that?
He's earned
to...
it. To me, he's earned it. He's earned that last match at WrestleMania.
We'll see. I don't have any desire to see Cena Angle personally.
Wait a second. It's gotta be his kid. I'm talking about Jason Jordan.
I was thinking the same thing too.
Where the son retires the father.
That would actually be really
good.
Fuck
you, Dad. You were never there for me. Now I'm going to embarrass you in your last match at WrestleMania, you asshole.
Can we just find out Shelton Benjamin was his other son and that's who retires him?
There you go. Now, Shelton, I that was so cool seeing him again on Raw because don't see enough Shelton Benjamin. That dude
I
can
agree.
Still go. I don't know how they would explain the 4 or 5 year age difference between him and Kurt Angle, but fuck it, I don't care. He can be his son.
Hey, and we've already seen Shelton's mama, so
there you go. I would like angsty Jason Jordan, but last I heard, he's still having issues, grip issues. So I don't think. I don't think that's possible, but in a perfect world, I agree. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Fuck you, Dad. You were never there for my games. You never. I don't know if we have enough time to build to it, though. Jason, I don't know. We need some older heel figure. Maybe Vince can like adopt Jason Jordan and we can have like vignettes of Vince like taking him out for ice cream and teaching him to, you know, just playing ball with them in the in the front yard. That would have been cool, but I don't think we're going to get that. We're just going to get some Cena crap, unfortunately. But there you go. I didn't think they were going to do it. I actually thought Kurt was just going to end up in some multi-man intercontinental title match, but we'll see. Another match was made clear. I think obviously now Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre. I don't have a big issue with that one. Again, I personally think if they were smart and thinking about the future, because McIntyre, I think, it's hard for me not seeing him winning the title sometime this year. And what a good moment if they deny the fans the feel-good Roman moment. I would love to see McIntyre go over on him. They could get him really good heat, erase this random faction bullshit he's been tied to lately. I have no problem with it if they book it right. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I like it.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But are we all in agree? Do we all still think that Dean is still going to stay with WWE?
I'm not sure now, to be honest.
Every other word is how he was leaving. I mean, I get WWE acknowledging it on Facebook or the website, but that was like punk level.
A lot.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. I almost wonder if he's just a little burnt out and he's just going to go on a bit of a hiatus.
And pull a Pillman?
Yeah, something like that. Actually, it would be really funny if they just kind of let him go and told him to just take indie bookings for the next few months and then just randomly bring him back somewhere when somebody's not expecting it. That would be the way I would book it. And legit, like not just at Evolve or something where it's obvious, just, hey, we'll keep paying you, take some indie bookings, and there you go. And again, but I don't know, what the hell do you do with him if he stays now? The heel turn crapped out. I think he's more interesting singles-wise as a heel. What do you do if he does stay?
No, I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Ozzy?
WWE doesn't know either.
Yeah, that whole thing seems... Everything seems fucked up in that situation. Like, from the very beginning, it didn't seem like there was proper usage of him. And I don't...
Since the Austin thing, he's been fucked.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, he really hasn't been used particularly well in a very long time. Turning heel like that on a guy, you know, well, not him himself, but, you know, on a day Roman Reigns announces the cancer, how do you bungle that? I mean, how do you fuck that up? I mean, that was awesome the way they did it. I'm like, oh, God. Seth and Dean headlining WrestleMania all the way after that one. I was just like, good God. And I don't know how they did it. I mean, that match just made no sense. It was horrible. And, God, what could have been? It almost felt like they did it on purpose, but... who the hell knows? I don't know what to think though. I mean, was that his last hurrah, getting taken out by Drew McIntyre on Raw? Is he just going to sit it out? Is he going to be in the Andre Battle Royal? I'm not sure.
Are we having that this
year? Andre Battle Royal? Probably.
Is that even confirmed this year?
I'm sure it will be soon.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
I am too, but they're going to do it anyways. I would much rather they just use that spot for another match. The thing that I get why they used to do it, because it was all about, you know, getting your WrestleMania bonus. That's not really a thing anymore. So does it really break Heath Slater's heart that he's not in a battle royal on the kickoff of WrestleMania? I mean, does it kill anybody's morale? I don't think so. Why do we have to have, you know, Zack Ryder on WrestleMania?
I think it's just to make the card seem bigger, like to throw as many people on the card as possible, just for the idea of that, oh, at WrestleMania, you saw, like, 60 wrestlers in action.
Yeah. I don't know. I get why they did it in the past. It just doesn't seem relevant anymore. And that was my thing, too. I'm like, if you're going to do it, put a few big stars in it. I mean, why not? You can book a fun battle royal. It's been done. I mean, have some storylines going into it, and who knows, but we can talk a little more about WrestleMania though. Are you guys optimistic about this card, or do you think it's not looking very good? I'm cautiously optimistic that it'll be a fun show.
I'm in the middle. It's one of those where on paper I think it can be entertaining. I think it's the first one in quite a few years that doesn't, like, totally turn me off.
Yeah. Do you think, are we all in agreement that the women are going to close now? I know, Todd, you were sort of questioning that in the past.
That what?
Close it. No, I'm not going to just say main event, just close it. They will be the last match, the Raw women's title.
Yeah. Because Charlotte's in it, absolutely now, because that was the whole thing.
Yeah. My only issue, I think the card looks good on paper. I think, I think Seth and Brock will probably have an awesome match. I think, you know, Kofi and Bryan certainly have a great match when that officially gets announced. Do you think it's, like, overly predictable, though? Because so far, I can pretty much call every single match. I mean, I can even call most of the finishes so far. Is there any, like, big shocker that you think we're going to actually get this year?
I don't see anything happening.
No. You know what I'm actually looking forward to? As much as I know we all are really sick of Orton, but I did like that.
You lost me.
You didn't like the fact.
I swear to God,
like
if I hear his fucking music one more time at the end of a promo, I'm going to flip my fucking shit. Like, what else do we need to see from this guy?
I thought the whole, when AJ Styles called it a discount diamond cutter, I thought that was hilarious. The whole indies versus WWE angle they did with that. I actually thought, hey, I'm sick of Orton, but that was a pretty good segment. I'll give credit where credit is due. I actually kind of like that segment, but...
All right.
If you got to see Orton wrestle, come on. You really couldn't have a better opponent than AJ. I will be
okay.
Pissed as shit if AJ loses that match, though. And I'm 50-50 on that one. I'm not entirely sure who's going to go over in that one, at least. But yeah. Todd, Dixie Carter run in?
I hope.
They can
that would
gimmick
be awesome.
It out. They can gimmick that shit out. Can you imagine mid-match all of a sudden you get, like, the indie faves come out? It's like the NWO versus the DX thing.
I was going to say that, but I want all TNA guys. I want James Storm. If they can find Braden Walker's team.
Braden Walker.
I'm trying to think of his other name. Wildcat Chris Harris.
Man Titties Chris Harris.
Well, we know we can. They could send Abyss out there. Oh, shit. They should do that. They should have Abyss.
Come on.
That would be
so cool.
I don't care about any of the other guys. They should have Abyss. Honestly, I'd pop if they did an Abyss Taker showdown.
That's wishful thinking, but yes, that would be so cool.
Well, no, see, here's all you have to do is you have Abyss come out in that match to attack AJ or Orton, depending on which way you want to go, if you want to do TNA versus WWE, and then you send out Taker to stop Abyss.
Yeah. We can have Ron the Truth Killing. The Voodoo Kin Mafia. Holy
shit.
There's a lot of options on the table now that they can do. I mean, hey, they got Billy Gunn for the Hall of Fame. Why can't we get Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels? That thing, I would gimmick the shit out of that. Nothing even approaching that level of awesomeness is going to happen, but holy shit. Would that arena fucking explode if you had a TNA WWE face-off? I don't know who you put on the WWE side, though, that's not already locked up. That's the only problem.
Zack Ryder.
There you go. Fuck the Battle Royal. It's just like all a bunch of WWE scrubs getting beat down by TNA. It makes no sense. Doesn't matter. We'll be popping our asses off. It'll be,
only if the TNA charge is headed by Dixie Carter and Vince Russo.
Can you imagine Russo actually making an appearance at this point? Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Right. Only if he comes out wearing, like, the WCW title.
I never lost, bro.
Yep.
Holy shit. We just made the best WrestleMania ever in one match. God damn, they need to hire us.
I do. So do you think we'll ever get any? I want an Abyss cameo or something. Now that I've brought him up,
kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, stick Abyss in there, stick Hurricane in there. I mean, they've been signing everybody.
Can Hurricane sign
Robbie E.
They did?
Yes, they did. Yep.
Oh, wow.
He reported to the Performance Center.
Well, then there you go, another TNA guy. God damn it, I forgot what I was going to say. Fucking Dan.
I'm sorry.
God damn
it, Dan. Your fist pumping in your head. Right now, you just heard the Robbie E news. And you got Jarrett. Don't forget about Jarrett.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I'm counting on my Elias Jarrett Honky Tonk Man showdown. So don't throw Jarrett in the. And then who comes and cleans house after all those three are battling? There's only one answer.
New Jack.
There you
New
go.
Jack.
I think Ozzy's going to start getting mad. We're way off topic.
Hey,
we're
booking WrestleMania.
Okay.
We're booking WrestleMania.
This is WrestleMania.
Okay.
WrestleMania supersedes everything.
Okay.
I don't even care. We can have, like, Old Man Kurt versus Old Man Taker closing the show. And if you got a New Jack appearance, I will not bitch. Fonda can tap out Becky and Charlotte at the same time and then just leave, pull a Punk, and leave. If we got a New Jack anything, I will not bitch about anything on this podcast again.
If you brought Shark Boy out, you could throw him in the TNA segment, too.
Best, most forgotten tag team of all time. That shit was gold. Didn't last long, but look at some of the vignettes between those two, pure comedy gold.
Then we'd have to get Lollipop back, too.
She died, dude.
Did she really?
I think she
died.
There you go.
All right.
Well, now I'm going to feel like an asshole if she's not dead.
I don't think she died.
I'm going to feel like an asshole if she's not dead.
I'm Googling it.
Funny. That just sounds funny. Sorry.
She's retired.
Like an asshole. If she's not dead.
She's not dead.
God damn it, Dan, you're such an asshole.
Yeah, I am. It was the girl with New Church now. That's who died. Never mind. Lollipop lived. Rejoice. It was. It was that early TNA, that chick that used to come out with the New Church. My bad.
No, Lollipop's the one who showed her titties on pay-per-view.
Yeah. How could I think she was dead?
That's her career highlight.
Pretty much.
What was the name of the interviewer chick? I'm sorry. Yes, I'm going way off now.
SoCal Val.
No, she was just literally set outside. The blonde chick who interviewed the wrestlers. In the very beginning of TNA. Okay, well, now I'm figuring it. No.
Pam something? What's it? God.
All right, back to WrestleMania. It'll pop in my head.
Back to WrestleMania. Yes, absolutely. How do you salvage Asuka? I mean, who do you put her with? I was thinking maybe they would just do something with Alexa Bliss, but is there an opponent for her at this point that's WrestleMania worthy? Think they'll go with Lacey?
I think that's a no. I oh God, no. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't, I'm getting a little bit burnt out on these walkout appearances from her lately. I don't quite understand doing it if she doesn't have something for WrestleMania, but who knows? I'm not quite sure. I feel bad for Asuka, though. They're just not using her very well at all. Oh, before I say anything, are you guys aware of NXT spoilers?
No.
Okay, you don't want that spoiled then, I take it.
No.
Okay.
I can leave if you need me to.
No, it's okay.
I would have to leave too, and Dan, you'd have to talk by yourself.
Yeah, it's okay. I was happy with the final card, that's all I'll say. I know they had to shuffle some things, but yeah, I mean, if I had to pick somebody, and she hasn't really been used at all, but somebody to give her a worthwhile match, I'd say Nikki Cross. They had a fantastic Falls Count Anywhere match back in the day, but Nikki hasn't been booked properly, even though everybody loves her, so that would be my pick for that spot. Are you guys looking forward to what I think is going to be a shit ton of multi-man matches? Because that's what all signs are pointing towards right now.
I don't get why people just like booking fucking three-ways and multi-mans for no reason at all.
Again, it's to shove everybody on the card. That's why they do it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's still dumb.
Oh, it is. I don't disagree. Right now, the rumors are Intercontinental title is going to be a multi-man match. Well, now that it doesn't look like Joe Cena, that looks like that could be a multi-man match. Both tag titles are supposed to be multi-man matches. I mean, I you're looking at a card that's going to be at least half multi-man matches, at least. And I do think that's lazy booking, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess. Do you have one match that you hope will be booked?
Okay, Dan, what's yours?
Well, I really wanted to see Mysterio and Andrade with the in-ring work those two have done. Passing of the torch, luchador moment. I actually thought that could have been pretty meaningful. I would have put the mask on the line.
I was going to ask, is there one I could say that I don't want to see happen?
so you do want to see Ray pin Samoa Joe again, then, I take it, because that would be reason for you to want my scenario.
I want Ray to go back to Mexico and get rid of more luchadors.
Wow.
I am joking. I don't want Ray to go kill no more people.
Oh. Ooh. With his 187 finish.
Oh, my God. I wish we could get enough people to
you took it there first.
That's what his finish. If he ever does an indie show ever again, I'm gonna go now just so I can chant 187 when he does the 619.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. That's
hashtag book
horrible.
It. Book it, Danielle.
Everybody started GoFundMe to pay Mysterio's fee. Maybe something will happen. He'll leave WWE and we can make that happen to Hellbound. 1-8.
And we can have a real
God,
death match. Him versus Khali.
I'm just picturing the front row mafia with Mysterio out there at this point. Oh, God, that would be so cool.
Oh, God. There'd be some inappropriate children jokes I can't even say on this show.
Wow.
You know it's pretty messed up if you can't do that.
Well, one's still allegedly, so I can't go there.
I was going to say, I don't know what I'm supposed to say, so I'm keeping my mouth shut.
God damn it.
Just because.
All right. Well,
I think that was our indication it's time for our intermission song.
Absolutely, and we'll be back with wrestling's greatest sex scandals.
Oh, so
and,
you guys get a double feature of theme songs tonight, so we'll be back four and a half.
Sweet.
Okay, that's the wrong one. So I don't know where my theme.
That was like the start of like a porno. What was that? Chanting.
That was our song from last night. Because for some reason, now that I'm gonna have to stall and upload our damn song, so Dan, continue talking
Let's talk about a few more minutes. Stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about more stuff. Cover for Todd. That's what I do. I cover for Todd. Yeah. I'm still digesting the 187. I did that.
Well, you're supposed to do a different comment that would come back to that. Jesus.
I wasn't.
I can play the WCW hotline commercial again.
Oh, man.
I want to know, Ozzy, how come we don't have the UEW hotline yet? I keep waiting.
I was just
going to
say, Ozzy, what would it sound like Derek Zane ran the UEW hotline?
Good evening, Pickle Fiend. This is the only name you need to know, Derek Zane.
But I'm afraid that it would turn into the Jesse Ventura hotline.
It was already, at the end, it was turning into the Jesse Ventura hotline.
Yeah.
I will tell you this real quick.
Do you want to know about 9/11?
Real quick, because our song is ready for the evening. My favorite part of the last show, because Ozzy, I want to say you may have told us summer off air, but he was waiting to cut off Zane and do his impression of Zane when he introduced him. He was, you know, introducing himself, then he was going to introduce Derek Zane. He was going to do the voice, but before he could even hit it, Zane does it, and he does it, like, without skipping a beat, and Ozzy's reaction is like, well, there goes that. It just moves on. Okay, and on that note, now we'll be back in 5 minutes with a couple, yeah.
Sweet.
They make sense together, so you'll if you need explaining when we come back, you're probably too young.
Don't make me call a dog.
Oh, we got Pete? I represent the third and south.
For the thugs and thuggets out there.
Want it all, we gon' ball till we fall. Put my tank on the wall. I love country girls. I like Willie Nelson. And don't forget about Merle. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. I like NASCAR racing. Richard Petty's still the king. Yeah, they call me a redneck, but you know that's a beautiful thing. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. Rap is crap. Rap is crap.
And we are back. So yeah, we went WCW tonight.
That was hilarious.
So
that was a fun run. I like that.
Yeah.
Their run. That was fun.
I agree.
No limited soldiers. I still remember.
I was gonna say I forgot they used the Halloween beat on that song.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I still remember the whole masterpiece stuff, and then they tried to turn Brad Armstrong into their version of like Road Dogg. God, some of that was so horrible. Yet, I don't know. I had fun with that little run. Oh, it was fun.
Yeah.
All right. So, somebody had requested this: wrestling's greatest sex scandals. I'll admit at first I thought, well, is there really that many? And I'm like, shit, there have been like a ton just recently. I forgot about Tom Phillips texting his penis to fans. There have been some funny ones. What would you guys consider the biggest sex scandal in the history of wrestling?
Vince McMahon and Nails.
What?
Yeah, don't you remember that? That was the whole thing.
Oh, are you referencing him choking him in the office?
Yeah, there was like he said he sexually. Oh, I don't remember. There was something Nails like was said that Vince said he had to do sexual shit.
That's if Vince has that side of himself, I think he could have done better than Nails. I mean,
so we know Dan's got a type.
I think Patterson would have. Oh, come on though, let's be honest. Patterson.
I'm just
going to
do this now.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
I blame Dan.
It's after 9 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, it's 9:01. We just made it.
It's not bad. You know, it's funny that you bring that up. Nails was all, I mean, I don't want to say single-handedly. He basically single-handedly lost that lawsuit against Vince because in court, he stood up, looked at Vince, and said, "I hate your stinking guts." Boom. I mean, anything he said after that, it just made him look like a disgruntled employee. He killed their case. So technically, Nails, we could have had Jarrett's dad running WWE for a while Vince served his prison term if it weren't for Nails. So there you go. Hall of Fame 2020, Nails. all right, I'll throw out an obvious one first. And this one is one of the few cases in, well, not recent, but recent-ish history where I was legitimately pissed off, and that was the Edge, Lita, Matt Hardy saga. That pissed me off. I legit wanted to see Matt come back and, like, drop Edge on the back of his head. I was so fucking pissed, you know, that you would screw over your buddy like that. They botched it, of course, when he shakes hands with Vince, and then they have that bullshit little match to kick that one off. But
did they really botch it, though? If you look back, did they? They wanted to get Edge
over. They botched
over.
The feud.
What did they do? They got Edge over. They didn't give a shit about making anyone happy. Let's be real. They brought him back to get Edge over. Edge got the fuck over.
Yeah. I had no issues with
Matt
that, but could
like
they not have gotten more out
SummerSlam?
Of the feud?
Oh, my God. That was a joke.
Matt fucked himself. You can't even blame booking.
How did he fuck himself?
He had a shitty match with no heat. He fucking had shitty promos. He fucked himself.
All right. So you're pro screwing your buddy's girl while you're laid up with an injury then.
I don't think Todd's defending that. I think Todd is more on that Matt Hardy return. He didn't like, I mean, now that we've seen what Matt Hardy can do, if you look back, we didn't get what we should have gotten. And maybe it was restrained. Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what you're saying.
It is. But I will also throw in there, was it really Matt's girl? Come on. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was
allegedly. At least I didn't say, isn't it still El Dandy's old lady?
No! I want El Dandy's entrance theme because I can't remember it anymore. That's my request for the next show. I don't know. I can't remember.
But I get, yes, all the fucking, yeah, everyone was, yes, I remember the reaction when it all went down. It was.
Hey. Yeah.
It was a good time.
Not a bad
up until Matt spoke. Because, like, the promos when he was getting dragged out, all that was great. All the back. It was until he got a microphone in his hand. And then he had that lackluster match. Honestly, you know what this whole thing reminds me of? If we're bringing it now, it reminds me of Dean Ambrose with the heel turn.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then they had that lackluster match. Like, him and Roland should have wanted to kill each other. But they had a regular match after... You know, it's the same fucking thing. Exact same thing. Although I will say they did go a little bit harder on the Matt Edge one, but yeah, it wasn't Matt.
You know, another
Matt screwed Matt. Should I go that way?
Yeah. You know, another example a little bit later, I can't remember when it was, but you remember the Kane Snitsky stuff?
Yes.
And really good.
Unfortunately.
Like, the build, though, was good. But then they had, like, just the most slow, lumbering, big man match they possibly could have had. Don't ask me what pay-per-view, but, yeah, they've done that. They've done that quite a bit. Well, we have to mention – we won't get through them all, quite frankly, so I'm sorry. We might do a part two on this. I guess we have to mention the Hogan sex tape, the tape that kind of brought down the biggest name in the history of wrestling. Not so much because of the sex part, but that maybe has to get number one.
That's her point based on its effect of what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, although maybe we're cheating a little bit, one person wasn't involved in the business, but
I am shocked you gave that number one.
Yeah, you know what? I am too a little bit, because if you really think about it, that was after his prime. If you really want to look at somebody while during their prime it happened, why wouldn't you say Paige and Xavier Woods?
Exactly. That's exactly where I was going. To me, that. And honestly, because the Hogan one, isn't even sex related what got him shit, it should automatically be disqualified.
But I have to counter that, though. Can we really call Paige and Xavier a scandal? Neither one was married
yes.
at the time of the tape.
It was a scandal. Did it affect relationships? Yeah.
I didn't watch the video, but didn't he come on a title?
That was Maddox.
Title belt.
Maddox just on the belt. Brad Maddox did that.
Okay, somebody did. But you know what I mean? That's
yeah.
a sexual act itself. And doing that to a title is a scandal. So it is a sex scandal by definition.
Yeah.
Scandal. All right, fair enough.
It's a scandalous act.
Yes, and it was the Hogus rate. Like, if Paige would have been calling him racist terms, then it'd be. It would still fall in there.
Oh, wow. I was also thinking about this question. Can we consider storylines in this at all? Like Vince making Trish bark like a dog?
Mm.
Something that looks pretty bad now. You know what I mean?
It hasn't aged well, but I wouldn't consider it. I mean,
that's just more stupid.
Yeah.
That's true. How about Seth Rollins' dick entering the 205 Live roster? That was pretty funny.
Wait, what?
Okay.
That one has... It was a small dick joke.
Yes.
Oh.
You're saying it wasn't big enough for the main roster.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. But, okay, when you say sex scandal, it doesn't and it can be on. So it doesn't have to be a video. Recently, you also have Bray and, what's her name?
JoJo.
Right? Yeah, I had to make sure I didn't say the old announcer because that's Cody's wife. And I'm still convinced Vince doesn't know they switched her out.
You very well may not. I still think he thinks Asuka is Gail Kim, and in my heart, I just hope like one day he goes up to her and apologizes for the Asian porn discussion he had.
And Funaki just wait, did he lose to? I don't remember.
I have a few forgotten ones. Do you remember when Pamela Rogers, she was one of the Nitro girls, got busted? She went on to be a teacher, and she had slept with allegedly, although I don't think it's what I think she got convicted, but allegedly, just because I don't remember, was sleeping with one of her students.
No, I don't remember that.
Legit. Some of them are forgotten. I think some skated because they weren't a thing at a certain point, like Ashley Massaro being a high-priced call girl. That would have been a bigger thing if it had broken while she was in WWE.
No, that was... Wasn't that before?
It didn't come out until after.
No, she was still in the company. Because they found out when they were overseas, they saw her photos used on, like, escort services out there when they were in, like... And she was like, oh, no, they just used the photos. But their photos were still there. They knew.
Mm. All right.
That's kind of what
though.
Ended. That's kind of what ended her run. She fucking gave out her phone number on TV to get votes. Come on. Do you doubt it? What's up, dudes? Oh, God, I always hated that bitch. She just smelled skanky.
Don't act horrible. Like you weren't turned on by it, Todd. Exactly.
No. She's just skanky.
Let the record.
Another one. You know, I tried to do some research. I didn't realize. Did you hear about the, oh God, what's his name? Matt Wichlinski. He was the strength and conditioning coach at the Performance Center, I guess back in 2013, 2014, something around that time. And apparently he was a big perv, like just doing a lot of skeezy stuff with the women.
I
that
did not
really get a lot of attention. There's more perverts
gross
out there. I mean, the indie scene has actually had
no comment.
Yeah, I wasn't naming anything.
Well, I guess
we've had.
Well, I know recently, not one of our regulars. I know there was someone who offered.
Quick, I want to say accused on the NXT guy. Just Trent Barretta and some people made allegations. So allegedly.
Someone was pulling a Weinstein and trying to get sex for training.
Someone.
Yeah. It wasn't our guy, so I don't give a shit.
Was it a member of the front row mafia, Todd?
Well, we always try to trade shit for sex, so I can't even say nothing.
I'm going to wonder why at the next show your flag's gone. Well,
our spirit animal is Harvey Weinstein.
Yikes.
So quite
I'm
frankly,
joking. I forget.
Lot.
This is not Wednesday night. What I say is gallows humor. I'm not being legitimately serious. Is that
there
okay, Ozzy, that I did that?
No, it's just the guy's gross. I get a gross, just gross.
He is.
He's
all
like
right,
Bastion
so
Booger
should
with hair.
Wow.
Didn't Bastion Booger train, I believe, Billy Kidman, as random as that sounds? Apparently he was a pretty cool
I don't
dude
know if it's true or not, but I absolutely want that to be true.
I believe it is, actually. I think it was pretty, as random as that sounds, that's who initially trained Billy Kidman. All right, so another question we had, our worst WrestleMania moments.
Can I just pick WrestleMania?
You can do that, whatever you want, sure.
11.
11.
Oh! Yep, okay.
Holy shit, that was awesome.
Would have been awesomer if honestly, I'll tell you like this. That year, 1995, is the year that I almost stopped watching wrestling. Legitimately,
really?
I only watched WrestleMania that year. And I didn't start again till 96, Royal Rumble. I'm glad
I know you stopped.
And that was a good one, too.
And I was always a Shawn Michaels guy, so that worked. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
95.
I was so pissed when Diesel interfered in that match, though. But yeah, going back, WrestleMania 11 sucked. I hated that so much. Right on. That was awesome.
Nine
which is
was
Dan,
pretty bad too.
Which is why I always say '95 is the worst year because it almost made me stop watching wrestling.
But just wrestling, period. I mean, you would have stopped. I don't know if you were into. Well, I guess no, '95. No, so
WCW was garbage. So, and I hadn't found ECW
Gavage
yet. And technically, there was no real ECW yet. So,
WrestleMania 9 was pretty bad, though.
It
I mean, there
was
a few thinkers.
Time out, though. Okay,
what?
Let's analyze both Undertaker matches and both WrestleManias. WrestleMania 9 had him fighting Giant Gonzalez. A terrible match, right? But at the
yes
same
without
time, in terms of theatrics, actually it was pretty fun because he had the towel thrown from Harvey Whippleman, and then Undertaker was taken to the back, and then he comes back out, and then he fights back, and he eventually wins. You know, and story wise, it was cool. Whatever.
Now
but
my question
if you
is:
look at 11, King Kong Bundy. I mean, I hate to bring this up on this week, but I mean, like,
yeah,
you know. That match wasn't even memorable. I just explained how that Giant Gonzalez match went. Look back, and that's exactly how I went. I just kind of gave you the condensed 20-second version of what happened in that match. And I know because I remember watching that match over and over again because I was fascinated with Giant Gonzalez and The Undertaker and that whole, like, going into it.
I just have to ask, how the fuck is he going to do anything? You'll know this immediately. I don't remember, was that WrestleMania? Which one was that one? Nine.
Gonzalez.
Okay.
Gonzalez.
Was that faux hair or was that painted hair?
He had a suit. He had like a leotard suit, and it had painted hair. I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the chest.
There's the one that has no fur, which I think looks weird. Then there's one that has like the fur, like actual fur.
WrestleMania 9.
I figured you'd know this.
If you look at some articles, a lot of people consider that the absolute worst. That was a bit of a shit show.
I was a beefcake, Mark, so I remember being excited he was going to wrestle again.
Mr. Perfect versus Lex Luger? Like,
yeah.
It wasn't
Shawn Michaels versus the model?
Again, no, it was Shawn Michaels versus Tatanka.
That's right.
Yeah, it's Tatanka.
News for the Intercontinental title. But
then
Luna Vachon was randomly out for during that match, but Shawn didn't acknowledge her. Like, I think Shawn was actually telling her to go away during that match. So, but you also had Doink versus Crush, and then the other Doink came out and like they did the stupid mirror thing.
Oh yes.
See what else? Bob Backlund versus Razor Ramon. Well, Razor Ramon beat Bob Backlund with a three count, with a small package.
At least that one had theatrics. We got JR and Itoga.
The Steiner Brothers versus the Head Shrinkers.
That was good, if I remember right. That was good. I think that was one bright spot, if I recall, on that card. That was a pretty decent tag match.
I will say the only reason I cannot consider 9 the worst is because so my grandmother was a huge Lucha Libre fan, and unfortunately, by the time I was old enough to remember anything or realize anything with wrestling, she was already suffering from Alzheimer's. One day I brought over a copy of WrestleMania 9 and was watching it like shortly after. It was that year's WrestleMania, and it was the only time I ever seen her sit still for 3 hours and actually watch TV without moving and actually reacting during the Shawn Michaels Tatanka match, because there's a spot where I think Tatanka pulls Michaels tights down and you see his ass, and she laughed at that. And for her, at her stage in Alzheimer's, to react to something like that was really weird and cool at the same time. So I think I have something sentimental towards WrestleMania 9, but I appreciated the way 9 ended, because, you know, I didn't want to see, you know, it sucked that Brett lost, but it made sense that Fuji would distract the referee, you know, and, oh, here's Yokozuna, oh, and here's Hogan. And at the time, at 10 years old, I didn't know, or 9 years old, I didn't know that Hogan was demanding he'd be champion at the end of the night, or he no-showed his tag match, or whatever. But considering the way it ended, I was happier than how the way 11 ended, because I really wanted Michaels to win. I was with Todd. Like, I was a huge Michaels fan. When he lost at 11, I was like, what was the point of him winning the Rumble if he was just going to lose in the main event?
Yeah. No, but I get that. There's still nostalgia even for something that wasn't great. God, there's a lot.
Don't
there
act
really
like
is.
That's so surprising, Dan. Look at our other show.
And you
like a lot of shit that's not good.
How could you? I don't understand how anything in WrestleMania 9 can be considered worse than Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow.
I didn't hate that match.
No, but it shouldn't happen. Like, that whole thing shouldn't happen.
I think the thing, though, I will say, not in defense, but you could make the argument, he was a big deal at that time. So it wasn't like you were just bringing in some, you know, B-lister for some stupid angle. And WWE, again, that was a time when, you know, that they just, I think they needed the mainstream publicity. I didn't like it, but, hey, it is kind of cool to say Bam Bam Bigelow headlined to WrestleMania, though.
Yeah.
Too bad
I like
it was against
think,
Lawrence Taylor.
I like to think that when LT got busted with all that cocaine right after, that was his WrestleMania money.
Because
let's be real, we all know it was.
I'm sure it was.
You're not wrong.
I'll throw out a few that are not the full WrestleMania, but Big Show Akebono, that was a waste of time.
Oh,
that was
God.
Oh, I have a, wait. Before we move on, I have a story about that match because I was in Los Angeles at the Staples Center WrestleMania 21. I remember being at that
yes.
match, and the seats that we were in were surrounded by Japanese tourists behind us and in front of us.
Really?
So me and my buddy were like, we have to start an Akebono chant. So, we were, Akebono, Akebono. And sure as shit, everybody fucking joined us in that section. It was awesome.
So I'm guessing that was the only
but
section
you know
cheering Akebono.
Oh, absolutely. I haven't gone back to check if you can hear it. But I do know, at least on the WrestleMania 21 DVD, because you can't say that that WrestleMania was bad, because that opened with Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio,
no.
which
yeah,
during
yeah.
Eddie's entrance, they turned to people holding signs, lie, cheat, and steal. That was us, but we didn't bring the signs. There was a guy that was sitting next to us that brought these giant signs, and some of them said lie, cheat, and steal. So he asked us to help him hold them, and we got on TV, at least on the DVD. I haven't gone to check, but that's an interesting story about that WrestleMania. And plus, while it had Big Show and Akebono, it did also have Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle, which was incredible.
Yes.
That was incredible. It was
yeah.
also the first Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mania was great. That match was just kind of... But, hey, again, big deal in Japan, I guess. So, hey,
yeah.
maybe that was reason enough to do it. That and fat shaming Big Show, because apparently that was part of the reason they did that. We just got a few more minutes, so I'll throw out a couple others. Ashley Massaro and Melina. I remember that being horse shit. And forgive me, I don't remember all the numbers for some of these. One I got to throw out that Bret Hart and Vince McMahon, and that was 26, I believe. That was hot garbage. That was just terrible. And number one, it was ruined by the fact that they had them shaking hands on WWE.com a while before that anyways. How did we not get Teddy Hart in there to at least take some bumps in that goddamn thing? Seriously, I mean, it's that. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know what was that.
I don't know, Ozzy. What was that?
Shut up, Todd.
Oh, I don't
know.
Isn't it sad that it got to a point where I didn't buy that Bret Hart could beat up Vince McMahon? Because that's what I was thinking while I was watching that. I really
you know
did.
What?
I was like, I feel at this point Vince would beat the shit out of him.
Yeah,
I would never
true.
Believe that. My heart would never believe that.
Yeah, but still, that was hard.
I understand.
Only Sonny could pin Bret Hart.
Ooh.
Talk about that.
All right, how do we not bring that up?
Yeah, good point.
Sonny and the entire wrestling business.
Oh.
I guess I could throw in Boogeyman, his performances at Mania. Those were pretty bad. What was it? It was a handicap match. Booker and Charmel against Boogeyman. That
oh, my God.
Pretty bad just to getting him to see the worm gimmick, which he had done already. So, I mean, it felt like something we didn't need to see on Mania. We referenced this recently, but I would also throw out Santina winning the Divas.
Oh, that was awesome.
The Miss. That was shit, Todd. Can you imagine doing that now?
Yes, can we please?
You think we'd get Miss Santina in the women's battle royal this year?
Hey, it just shows that WWE's pro-transgender.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to fly, Todd.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just like Orlando Jordan.
Oh, Taker Boss Man. Hell, that probably the worst.
Kennel in a cage.
Probably, that was,
no, that
wasn't
was
Kennel
in
a cage.
Kennel in a cage was
Hell
Boss
in
Man
itself.
And Al Snow at SummerSlam.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. That wasn't.
I can't even remember.
God.
That's because I'm watching the clock.
We got a couple minutes. Yeah, that was just.
You're
a
waiting
lumbering.
To suck what? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, Todd.
God damn it,
Ozzy. We could almost continue this one at some point because there's a lot. I mean, I always love WrestleMania. I'm not going to crap on Sid because I know a lot of people do. I like Sid, so I don't care. Not saying he should have been at certain things, but it doesn't really matter. I can say I like Sid because Todd just admitted to liking Brutus Beefcake.
I like Sid too.
Revisit this. WrestleMania is coming up. The next show the next show, quite frankly, will probably be a full-on WrestleMania preview, so we'll have more for you guys. So check out FleshWoundFeatures.com. Check out the Flesh Wound Dan eBay on there. Gentlemen, any last-minute plugs?
Yes, Ozzy has
one. Yes, UITV episodes on YouTube. You could also get UEW events on Vimeo on demand. Check them out. And don't forget to get tickets to Bound by Blood on Saturday, March 30th in Huntington Park at the Inoki Dojo.
And I'm going to throw down there just in case. You can also watch UITV on Facebook and on Vimeo. Yeah.
You know what? Fuck Facebook, dude. What the fuck? Don't tell people.
I know
watch
that's why
Facebook.
You didn't say it.
They can't
but honestly, that's
it.
The easiest
they
way for people to watch
they
it.
They can't handle the fucking flow that goes in there. And that's why you had to do your bullshit, stupid bullshit memes on fucking Slack. And I'm getting these things that aren't safe for work at work. And I'm having to hide this shit from my boss. Fucking
you
asshole.
Didn't get the worst of it.
Luckily, Dan had a movie to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so we will see you guys back here in 2 weeks, and be sure to catch Flesh Wound Radio this coming Wednesday. And, gentlemen, it was a pleasure. Todd,
always,
what are you sending us out with?
Oh, you want something specific? I just had our outro ready to go.
Oh, that's fine. That works.
No, I'm going to do something different now.
Hotel, India, Echo,
Lima,
Delta, Shield.
All right, well, here we go. Makes sense.
I'm on board. I'm on board.
You did have a pretty good team.
I love it.
Hassan should have won the belt.